You are most powerful when you're present. You know that. Being present in the moment, grounded in reality as it is right here, right now, is where you connect most deeply with your own intelligence, where you connect to source, however you name that source. Being present is where you're able to intuit. It's where you're able to read others. It's where you're able to connect with others most deeply. It's where you know what to do and you know what to say. I've based my entire career on understanding how to facilitate practice to help others recognize the power of presence. And I've spent my entire life understanding that within myself. Being present, what does it feel like for you? The poets, the artists, the sages have spent the last few thousand years of recorded history trying to express the power of presence, trying to express the experience of being present. And it's for us to investigate in our own life. The time we've spent in the last few days talking about the busy mind is the precursor, because we need to get to know what our busy mind is so busy doing. We need to become familiar with ourselves in all these different ways of being, all these different patterns we've accumulated, all these different conditions that we have taken on. A lot of them are subconscious. But we also need to become familiar with the essence of being present and what it feels like. Oftentimes, I'll use the description of being fully alive, that sense of being awake and alive, electrified, energized, on the verge, right? The verge is that place of presence. When we come alive and we feel like we're living in high definition with high voltage energy. So I've spent so much of my teaching career trying to express this inexpressible sense, quality of being human, our birthright. So for today, very, very simply, is the practice of coming back to the now, right here, right now. Now that you've investigated, and if you haven't, then go back and listen to the last week or so. You've investigated and started to identify some of the traits of your busy mind. Sloppy brain, overwhelmed, overthinking, information overload, autopilot, and more. More that you identified in the gut check yesterday. When you're able to identify that you are stuck or pulled off into one of these traits, into your busy mind, that is the moment that you've become present. You don't need to do anything. Noticing is the practice. Notice everything. Where am I? Where am I right now? Right now, where am I? When you notice that you have been pulled off the moment, out of the game of life, into the distraction mode, or the doubt mode, or the fear mode, worry mode, anxiety mode, whatever mode, you become present. And then you can pause in that moment and get to know what it feels like to be present in your life. I'm going to say that one more time and this is just the beginning. Noticing is the practice. What does it feel like to be here right now? So let's just do that together right now. What does it feel like in your body, in your heart, in your mind, to be fully in life, in this moment, regardless of what is swirling around you? You're here in this present moment, this powerful present moment. Notice. All day long, my friend, notice. And all you need to do, and what I do, is just to say, right now. Right now. And it's my reminder to pull everything back and to show up right here. Right now. That's how we tiptoe into this, but it's not small. It's huge. What's small is really big. So all day long, right here, right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging. Thank you for being so committed to your growth. We are in this together, my friend. Check in tomorrow. Take care.